No way. I'm not telling Steve anything. You tell him on the Common Sense Hotline. 888-900-9966.
All right, well, quickly to the hotline. Jennifer standing by on the Common Sense Hotline. 888-900-9966, the number. Jennifer, welcome to it.
Thank you so much, and I'll try to be brief. It's a time that the people of the United States that work for a living and get a paycheck of $200-$400 a week realize this is your money that they're squandering. It's about time we get together, throw these career politicians out of office, go to the president, say, fix this damn budget. We're tired of it. We're tired of giving the money that they squander. They talk about $1 trillion like it's 10 cents.
Agreed. Jennifer, thank you very much. Always a pleasure. Man, she's fired up, and she should be. As I look at this budget fiasco again and say, who's footing the bill? Probably not me. My children, in part, my grandchildren, their children, good Lord. Gabrielle Bache here is the present founder of Millennial Solution. Gabrielle, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So give me an idea here. Young Americans, your generation, people in your group of friends, when you look at these things going on with budgets in Washington, what do you make of it?
Yeah, it really does come down to this generation needing to better understand not only how the government works, but their role in how the government works. What's interesting is we've actually found that millennials, about 53% of millennials, said that they would give up their right to vote in the next two elections if their student loan debt was forgiven. So we're talking about a generation that doesn't quite understand what it means to be an American, what it means to the importance of needing to vote, because, frankly, so many of us are having to deal with the own budgetary frustrations in our own wallets that just even talking about what we're dealing with here in Congress is just a little too overwhelming.
You know, I wonder if they would give away their right to vote permanently if, you know, their debt was forgiven.
Yeah, it certainly is an interesting question to ask my generation. And when we talk to millennials about why they're putting off things like getting married, having kids, buying a house, which they are, they're taking about 7 years longer to do those things. One of the top reasons that they state is because of student loan debt. The average millennial has about $38,000 in student loan debt alone. So it's different than the $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 in debt that maybe an ex or even a baby boomer had when they graduated. This generation is certainly entering into adulthood with a significantly higher debt load than other generations have.
It seems like they're just perfectly comfortable with debt. Debt is a bad thing. I don't think that people seem to quite understand that debt is just not a good thing, but it seems that we've normalized obscene amounts of debt. We live in a credit society, credit people, you know, people that have credit cards. And it's just like we've trained children from the beginning. And we've done the work of the banks. We've gotten the training wheels on and trained people on the debt's good. And that's not good. You know that.
Yeah, certainly. And the politicians in Washington, D.C. certainly aren't making themselves a very good role model for my generation about what it means to be financially stable. And so thank goodness that we've seen some really important legislative reforms under the Trump administration, everything from the two-for-one regulation reform to just the overall tax environment now that millennials are really beginning to thrive underneath. And so really the role comes down to the Trump administration and frankly all of us to better educate my generation. I'm talking about millennials. Millennials are as old as 37 years old. We're not just talking about 18 and 19-year-olds here, folks. This generation needs to better understand why we need to have a freer market, a better environment for them to thrive, and frankly more runway for them to be able to launch their dreams.
Yeah, and I don't know how we get there because I'm just looking at a group of people in Washington that are just acting like drunken sailors on shore leave, and you know, and time is running out on these fiscal policies. They were initiated when our national debt was a small fraction of what it is today, which may have been expedient during the war and the end of World War II, but in present circumstances involved dangers so great as to demand that no further compromise with sound fiscal practice be tolerated. But we're tolerating it. Why?
Yeah, it really isn't a big surprise. I mean, it seems like, you know, every budgetary cycle, we're pushing up against the clock and we're pushing it further and further. And it's this kind of excitement game that Congress likes to play with the American people. And frankly, enough is enough. This upcoming generation really has a high propensity for demanding transparency and authenticity for those who lead, manage, and lead our country. And so because of that, I'm very interested to see as millennials begin to take their place in congressional spaces and really, frankly, leadership across the board, how they're going to deal with some of these cultural issues, particularly in Congress, that it just seems to be okay to push the can down the road.
Yeah, you know, the fact of the matter is, it'd be one thing if we had some idea, some plan on how it would be repaid, but there is no plan on how this money could ever possibly be repaid. We are into a place where repayment is just kind of a quaint idea. And at some point, somebody knocks on the door. It's just a quaint idea. And it's nuts. It just is nuts to spend this kind of money with no plan to ever pay it back.
Yeah, it's completely ridiculous. And frankly, I'm extremely tired of my generation being weaponized by both the left and the right saying, you know, well, we can't continue blame this off because it's going to hurt our next generation. Absolutely, it's going to hurt us. But we're not just 6 and 7 year olds right now. We're in our early 20s. We're in our 30s. We're starting businesses, starting families, trying to buy homes. And it's hurting us now. We're having to pay it back now. It's really hindering our growth and, frankly, our financial security in the future, because those who are in Congress right now are being extremely selfish with their leadership and not being the leaders we've elected them to be.
Agreed. And if millennials are as old as 37, maybe it's time for some millennials to get into politics potentially, but not the ones that want more socialism. Blessed are the young, for they shall inherit the national debt. So said Herbert Hoover in 1931. Think about that. I'll give you the last word.
All right. Well, thanks for having me on. This next generation certainly has the DNA for greatness. So I couldn't agree more, Steve. Let's get more millennials involved, whether that's in their local community, getting them off to Congress, getting them to start more businesses, giving them more ownership so they know what it means to be a great American.
Gabrielle, always a pleasure. Love to have you here. It's a great perspective, and we appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
There you have it, Gabrielle Beauchesne. You know, watch the stock market today, too. Probably another volatile day. It's the Steve Gruber Show.